My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
So what is something that you think would surprise people about what your belief is or at least hunches about the team this year? Don't be surprised if, and then we need a prediction from you on Washington's 2024 season. Denton and I will have ours coming up, and we want you guys to call in at 301-230-0980. I watched tennis until late last night, until Grigor Dimitrov had to bow out of what was a pretty compelling tennis match with local Francis Tiafoe advancing to the semifinals for the second time in 3 years at the U.S. Open. He will face another American, Taylor Fritz, in an All-American men's semifinal, guaranteeing that we will have a U.S. male in a Grand Slam tennis final for the first time since 2006. It's been 18 years since a U.S. male has advanced to a Grand Slam final. Any of the Grand Slams, the Australian, the French, Wimbledon, the U.S. Open. No U.S. male has won a Grand Slam event since Andy Roddick did it in 2003, winning the U.S. Open over Juan Carlos Ferrero. It was September of 2003, 21 years ago, that a U.S. male tennis player won a Grand Slam. It's been 18 years since there's been a U.S. male in a Grand Slam final. That will change because Francis Tiafoe held off Grigor Dimitrov, who had to bow out in the fourth set with an injury, providing what was very much an anticlimactic ending to a match that I have to tell you, we've talked some tennis a little bit here this summer, and most of the talk has been how most of you, including me, aren't interested in it. I became less interested in it when Serena retired. But I've gotten into this U.S. Open. Denton, I am rooting hard for College Park's Francis Tiafoe. What a great story. You know, we had the head of that tennis facility out in College Park on the show maybe 2 years ago. We've had Mark Ein on the show several times to talk about Francis Tiafoe. Mark Ein's in the box, in the player box, the Tiafoe box for every big match at the Open. And he's going to face Taylor Fritz, who beat Zverev. But, man, the match between Tiafoe and Dimitrov there are tennis people out there that probably know this, not definitely know the sport much more than I do. But that second set was high quality tennis until the very end of the tiebreaker when we had three double faults in a row. And then it looked like we were headed towards one of those super late nights. But with midnight approaching, Dimitrov was injured. It appeared to have been a hamstring injury. He had it worked on and then tried to make a go of it in the fourth set, but was getting absolutely torched in the fourth set and finally gave up losing with a default in the fourth set, setting up Tiafo and Taylor Fritz in an All-American men's semifinal. That match will be on Friday at the U.S. Open. The women also, we have seen, you know, by the way, not only do you have a situation where you've got an All-American U.S. men's semifinal at the Open on Friday, but there's a really good chance for a U.S. male to win a Grand Slam for the first time since Roddick did it in 2003, because Alcaraz and Djokovic got beat much earlier in the tournament. Now, Jannik Sinner, who is the number one seed, is still around. He plays his quarterfinal match tonight against Medvedev. I'm pretty sure Medvedev has won a major. In fact, I think he won the U.S. Open. Did Medvedev win the U.S. Open last year? Or no, Djokovic won last year. I forget. Medvedev has won majors, I'm pretty sure. I need to look that one up. Daniil Medvedev, how many majors has he won? He won the U.S. Open in 2021. It's his only major. He's been in three other finals at the Australian Open. So he's still in it. Sinner is still in it. And the winner of that match, more likely than not, is the favorite to advance to advance to the final and then to probably win the tournament. They are the two highest seeded players left. But exciting stuff at the U.S. Open, an opportunity to celebrate American tennis for the first time in a long time. On the women's side, there are two women left in the draw. Yesterday, Emma Navarro, who is the 13 seed, she's kind of come out of nowhere, although she was in the gold medal match, apparently, in the Olympics. She's a 13 seed, so she's played very well this year. She knocked off the 26 seed. She's into a semifinal against Sabalenka, who's been really good. And then today, Jessica Pegula plays the one seed, Świątek, the Polish girl who's been number one now for a while. So you could end up potentially with an All-American women's final on Saturday. I think it's still the women's final Saturday, the men's final on Sunday. Pretty sure that's the way they do it. But Friday we'll get Tiafo and Taylor Fritz, two American men in a semifinal with a chance for one of them to advance one of them will advance to the final and then a chance to win a major for the first time since Roddick. That's pretty amazing when you think about just how American men's tennis has been so irrelevant for so long. I mean, you had Andy Roddick was in a lot of finals. Andy Roddick, you know, won the U.S. Open. That's the last time anybody won a Grand Slam final. But he was in the 2006 finals and lost to Roger Federer. He was the last American male to advance to the Wimbledon finals. That was in 2009 when he lost in that epic 16-14 fifth set final to Roger Federer. So he was in a final in 2009 at Wimbledon. The French Open, I mean, the Americans have been out for since Michael Chang was the last one to be in a final. That was 1995. Courier was the last one to win it in 1992. Agassi beat somebody in the Australian final in 2003. So that was his last final appearance or last Grand Slam win. And then Roddick won the U.S. Open later on that year. So, yeah, first. So when I said first time American male in a final, actually, let me amend that, in the U.S. Open, because Roddick was in a final in 2009. So it's actually been 15 years since we've had an American male in a Grand Slam final. At the U.S. Open, it's been since 2006 when Roddick lost. But Roddick was pretty much it. I mean, that's been pretty much it until this, you know, latest wave with Tiafoe, who's, by the way, seeded 20th. It's not like he's a top five player. Taylor Fritz is, I think he's barely a top 15 player. Let me see what his seed is. Fritz is seeded, he's seeded 12th. So you still don't have Americans at the top of the sport in terms of the rankings, but we get something that'll be fun on Friday. All right, there's your tennis for the day. I watched last night, was really rooting for Tiafoe. He's a reason to watch. He's a very entertaining player. Man, does he hit a forehand. He generates so much wrist and topspin and just explodes with that forehand. And he is quick. He is really a good player and a fun player to watch. And he seems to have the crowd in New York very much behind him. We'll see what happens on Friday when he faces another American, but it wouldn't surprise me if Tiafoe is kind of the favorite there. But we're in uncharted territories for the first time in a long time, you know, at a major event. You're talking about, you know, at the U.S. Open, it's been, let's see where the... I'm just trying to see what the closest to anything was with even... We had Tiafoe in the semis, but it's been a long time at the U.S. Open since we've had anybody other than Djokovic, Nadal, Federer, and recently Alcaraz in a final. And we're going to get something completely new this year. What did you think of that tennis to start, Denton? I was into it last night.
I'm very happy you watched it last night.
I wonder who's favored. Look that up. See who's favored between Tiafoe and Fritz. I'm going to guess that even though Tiafoe's the 20 seed and Fritz is the 12, I'm going to guess Tiafoe's favored.
Let's see. It is... Yeah, no. Tiafoe's not favored. Taylor Fritz is a pretty big favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
Minus 260, and then Tiafoe's plus 210.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What's their head? Is it because Fritz has just dominated him head-to-head?
I guess that would be the reason. I don't know their head-to-head matchups, but I guess that would be the reason. It's a smaller favorite than Sinner over Medvedev, which is minus 300.
Fritz is 6-1 head-to-head against Tiafoe. Wow. 6-1. The last time they played was 23 in Acapulco in the quarterfinal. Fritz won that. Fritz has won the last six matches against Tiafoe. None of them have come... Well, the Australian Open, they played at the 2022 Australian Open, and Fritz won in the round of 64 in straight sets. So that's the last time that they played in a major. But Fritz has won six straight. Tiafoe won their first ever meeting in 2016 in Indian Wells. So there you go. That I had no idea. I was guessing based on the way Tiafoe's played that he would be a favorite. So, wow, Fritz is a heavy favorite. Interesting. Because I would bet that the general sports fan that may pay attention to the majors and the U.S. Open, that they're into Tiafoe a little bit, just assumes that Tiafoe is the best American in the draw. But it's apparently Taylor Fritz. Where's Taylor Fritz from? I don't know anything about him. Do you?
No,
I'm going to guess California.
That would be correct. That's a good guess.
Really?
Yeah. He's from San Diego.
Yeah, in watching him yesterday, he kind of looked like a Californian dude.
He got that surfer haircut going on.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Okay, there we go.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.